And he said, and he gave him to deliver him up for us all. He said, how shall he not?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Celebrating mother. Celebrating mother. One of the things that I think is so important as we look at this word today, and just for a few moments, just lift out of this text the revelation and reality of how important and how powerful and how permanent the position of motherhood is according to the word. One of the things, again, that we will see and look at is this is King Lemuel speaking about those things that he has learned and discovered, experienced, and lived as relates to a virtuous woman, and more especially, a mother. Out of all of the things that are said in these verses, the reality is, when it's all said and done, there ought to be some celebration about mother from those who know her best. It's important, again, to see some things that I think will be helpful, again, if you look just a few verses up. And I just want to start, if you will, at verse 26, where it says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Verse 27 says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Now, these two verses literally sum up in the mother's role in the home and in preparing and sharing, ministering and leading and guiding and directing the affairs of her household, her children first, and even her husband, because the reality is that this role is so important that God has given to mothers that I think many times we miss the essence of this role. As a matter of fact, when we understand it and look at it from God's vantage point, you will discover that even biblically, there are so many things that God has ascribed to motherhood, and he has vested in motherhood. And the reality is that so many of us miss the blessing of God when we don't understand what we have right there in the personage of a mother. Some of the things that I think, again, is helpful, because when it gets down to the end of this chapter, And it gets down to the end of this particular verse or verses in this chapter. It makes the almost like raising the flag of attention, calling attention to her, because this is one of the most thankless jobs on planet Earth. Mothers are taken for granted. Mothers give and give and give, and yet to those to whom she give seems to recognize it the least. She makes sacrifices and sacrifices, and she doesn't brag and boast, and nor does she complain about the sacrifices many times she's made. Matter of fact, if you would not open your eyes and if you would not pay attention, you might not ever realize how much she sacrifices. And yet the reality is God has to pin in the word the reality of the children and the husband giving her the attention and the appreciation that she deserves. I think if God celebrates somebody, we ought to celebrate them. I think if God says this is a gift and helps us to understand and recognize it, then we ought to see it as God sees it, as best we can see it, because he himself knows truth from the beginning to the end. Again, mimic in this text, understanding, looking in your own experiences, the word. She opened at verse 26 her mouth with wisdom. There are some things, and you'd be surprised how some of the greatest directions were given, how the greatest inspirations have come from the mouths of mothers. Amen. I know you might not know it, but mothers shape presidents. Yes. Mothers shape CEOs and doctors and lawyers and preachers and teachers. Mothers shape celebrities and stars and all of the mothers have an enormous role, and a lot of times we don't recognize it until the end result has become manifested. Amen. So you might see all of these different things that I've just named, but mother sees her child. Amen. And generally, before there's ever a woman on a man's arm as his helpmeet or as his support system, there's usually been another woman who's been there before her, who has been to him and shaped him and developed him and made him all that he should be so that this woman could enjoy him better. Amen. She's called mother. So good mother, I got news for you, and a lot of times we need to recognize this as well. I've said this before, but I can't emphasize this enough. A good mother helps a son become well balanced. Because there are some things daddies can teach boys, and most times those things have to do with strength and manliness and responsibility and all of these other things. But there are just some things daddy really can't teach sons. It takes a mother to teach. Just like there are some things that a mother can't teach a daughter, it takes a daddy to teach. That'll come on Father's Day. But there are some things I think you need to realize why God joins together those who will bring about this reality, especially in the reproduction of a child. Because, again, the role of a mother many times have been minimized in the eyesight of man, but it has been maximized in the eyesight of God. Wisdom comes out of her mouth. You'd be surprised. Maybe some of them have not finished from our finest universities and colleges. Maybe many of them are not in the realm of academic excellence or the intelligentsia and all the rest, but you'd be surprised how much wisdom God has stored up in mothers. God has given them great business sense, and they've never gone through business schools and so forth and so on. But through the wisdom he's given them, he's made them able to see things that others would miss. Mothers of old, let me just step back into time. I've been amazed, and my ministry and having had the benefit of talking with mothers of all ages, and especially the senior mothers who have come out of hard times, come out of times just past slavery and so forth and all, how they were able to take nothing and make something with it. God gave them wisdom. Many times they took the stuff other folk discarded, threw away, and was able to take and refashion and make out of things of, again, nothing, and make it into something. Mothers with many children amazes me, because it's amazing how they could take again, and some of them had to do it on a daily basis, unlike many of you today who can go and make grocery for a whole month, or grocery for a whole 2 weeks, or grocery for a whole week. Some mothers didn't have that means and the ability, and from day to day they had to take what they had and take what they could get and make a meal out of it. I know a whole lot of y'all don't know nothing about no cushion. I know you don't know, a whole lot of you don't know nothing about no long gravies. I know y'all looking strange at me now. I know y'all don't know, many of y'all don't know nothing about chicken feet. It's amazing how God would give, and I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, the stuff that they had to make it on in that day, now in many places is considered a delicacy. It wasn't no delicacy back then. It was just making it through. Thank you, Lord, for making it through another day with what we had by the grace of mother. Never went to college, but yet she scrubbed floors, cleaned folks' toilet, washed folk dishes, cooked folk food, ironed folk clothes, and sent all her children, or those who wanted to go, to college. Mothers, so many times unappreciated, taken for granted. God says, celebrate mothers. Now look at what the word says again, verse 26. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. Even so, and then you look at this again, mothers have a way of saying things. She loves you enough to tell you what's right. What she's saying, frustrated because maybe you know better and aren't doing better, frustrated because maybe, again, that the best way that she can express and explain her conviction, maybe she doesn't have the proper words or the words that would convey with all of the sentiments that she wants to say. You know that the love that she has for you is so great that even in that you can feel and sense the love and the kindness, even in the midst of being disciplined. Because even after she does it, I mean, she never apologizes for what is right. She apologizes that she had to do it to make sure you stay right. Now, I didn't really want to whip you, but you made me do that. Somebody know what I'm talking about here. I mean, she knew how to lay the law down, and still, after the law was laid down, still know how to love you, to let you know, I don't hate you, I hate what you did. I don't dislike you, I dislike what you did. And it's a fine balance, because it's amazing how when you mess up, some folk throw you out along with the mess up. And have not learned the skill of a mother to be able to separate the sin from the sinner, the mess up from the child. Look at verse 27. She looketh well, somebody say well, to the ways of her household. In other words, she takes care of her business, and she takes care of it well. Meaning, to the best of her ability, uses what she has, and with what she has, does phenomenal things with it. Listen to what the word says. And eateth not the bread of idleness. She's so busy taking care of her household that she ain't got time to sit down there and watch every story. That comes on television. She ain't got time to spend time on the telephone gossiping, talking about everything and everybody. She doesn't have time to waste time. Every moment of her time is so well spent, thought out, and organized. And even when she gets up early in the morning and begin the preparation of her day, she has time to do the things that are prioritized on her list. And even when she gets a moment, but a moment to rest, it is so that she can revive herself for the next phase of the day that's yet to come, so that she continues her ministry to her family. One of the, I think one of the most extreme jobs of a good mother is a mother who has the privilege of staying at home and ministering to her family. Not every mother has the privilege of staying home and ministering to her family, and the benefits far outweigh the wages. You know, I really want to do a study on the two person family that works and goes out, and the benefit of one who goes out and work and one who stays home and truly ministers, and take a case study and look at the children, look at the husband, look at the overall well-being of the family structure when the mother stays at home and the husband provides as God originally intended. And we have bought in, and I come here every year because I want to remind us again that when we buy into this world system, we sell out to what God has said. See, here's what we need to understand. We have bought into this world system where we think that we do the family benefit by the father and the mother being out working, and the children, they have to pay to take care of them, somebody to take care of them, somebody to do this for them, somebody to do that and do that. And the money that the mother brings in or the other mate brings in many times is still insufficient to take care of many of the things that could have been dealt with had the mother been at home. See, a whole lot of folk don't understand that, and they have made the job of a homemaker something to be frowned upon and looked down upon. I mean, listen, I don't care. You can be a PhD degreed person and still be a great, exceptional mother at home. I mean, all that's going to do is feed into the children. It's going to feed into the structure of the family. It's going to feed into your ability to get things done. It's going to feed into your ability to handle and master the home. Listen, some of us might need to get some PhDs to be mothers at home. Because what you don't realize is the more time you spend separated from your children, you are allowing other folk to invest in them, shape their minds, shape their morals, shape their motives, and that's the responsibility that God has given the mothers.
Amen.
And so a lot of times we don't understand it, and mothers many times, especially those who have to do the role of mother and father, because they are single families, a mother, single family, you know what I'm saying. Mothers who are there by themselves doing the role of mama, which is hard enough, and then having to pull a load of daddy. Now, in addition to daddy not being there, he's not even sending or giving enough funds sufficient to take care of his offspring. It's a mighty poor man, and there's another word I'd like to put before poor, but I can't use that in the righteous and religious community I'm now speaking to. Who does not take care sufficiently of what he brought here. I can look at some of you and tell now you still feel the effects of him. Sometime mama and daddy can't make it. That's a reality in life. Sometime they were not joined up by God. Sometimes there were some mistakes and some decisions made early in life, but the children ought not suffer for it. And so it's important to understand those mothers have double duty. And we don't understand all that is incumbent upon them to try and take care of working and then try and take care of home. And yet there is very little time for her to even realize and recognize that she has needs herself.
Amen.
Many mothers, because of the intensity of trying to be both, have put their lives on hold trying to live to make everything worthwhile for their children.
Amen.
The word says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. But verse 28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Now look at the role of her children now, who recognize and who comes into the revelation of how awesome this role of a mother is. They rise up. It's almost as if a light goes off. It's almost as if somehow it has been dropped right in their lap, the awesome responsibility, the awesome sacrifices that a mother makes, and the things that a mother goes through just for her children. and they rise up with a sense of urgency and excitement, and they call her blessed. You know, it's amazing how other folk can walk in and see and can tell and can determine by the children, by the household, by the husband, how good a mother is. And many times those right in her household can't even see.
Amen.
Don't even understand it. Aren't even cognizant of the gift they have right inside their walls. Many times until it's too late. But here the record is that they recognize it and they begin to reward her because they understand how valuable this gift has been. Sometimes mamas do things that no other person on earth will do.
Amen.
Will do. Look at this word again, because I want you to see her children arise up and call her blessed. They say to her things that bless her. God brings back to their minds and their memories many of the things that she did that they didn't at that moment appreciate or recognize or even come to the understanding of the awesome price or sacrifice that was made by their mother to do. But when they look back in reflection, it's like, man, mother, you're great. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. They begin to celebrate her. Blessing means saying something good about her. They bless her by helping her. See, the greatest reward doesn't necessarily come by stuff you give her. And you run out to the last minute and get these old Mother Day cards broken and picked over. Don't even say nothing about the reality of mother, for the most part. Or you go out and get her trinkets and gifts and that. And that's all good in its place, because she's due that and a whole lot more. But what really blesses her is when you come to the realization for yourself what she has vested in you.
Amen.
And you tell her thank you.
Amen.
And you tell her thank you for the many nights she didn't get sleep trying to take care of you when you were sick.
Amen.
And you tell her thank you when you were off to school and she sent care packages, and you know it was hard for her to make ends meet even in her place and even in her state, but yet she did many wonderful things. You tell her thank you for the gift you got and you wanted, and you knew there was no money in the budget for it, but she made it happen. You tell her thank you for all of the sacrifices. I mean, it's that kind of thing that really blesses her. That's some things she's done for you folk outside don't know nothing about. So no matter how much they celebrate her, it never means the same as when her child rises up and calls her blessed. Blessed. You know, I'm of the mind and of the opinion, if you've got a good mother, ain't nothing too good for her. Nothing is too good for her, because you only get one mother. And if you're still blessed to have her with you, you need to do the best you can. And if nothing else, help her to understand, Mama, I may not be able to give you the diamond rings, the fur coat, give you this, give you that, but I want to tell you thank you for all that you've done. You've made my life worth living. You've taken the worst and made the best out of a bad situation. I mean, you got to give you, if you just thank him for, Mother, the things that will bless her heart.
Amen.
So the first thing is her children rise up and call her blessed because they say good things to her. But that's not all, because I want you to see something continued in that verse. Is the word says her husband also. Now, she's not his mother, but he is the mother of his children. And here's the reference here, that the son of a good mother recognizes a good mother when he sees it, because he sees some of the very same things his mother did for him
in that that she demonstrates for his children. And when he praises her, he is the crowning confirmation of, baby, you've done a great job. Because, you know, when you really be truthful about it, it's really the mother who sits there and go through, you know, teaching the child and going through the homework. Very few fathers get to go through that and do that. Daddy, can you have go ask your mama to go. Now, sometimes it ain't necessarily because they ain't got time. It's just that sometimes they don't know. I mean, you know, it's the mother that gets the balance of the family together. It's the mother that helps the children understand their father. Well, look, baby, you got to understand your dad. Now, he's been working hard. He's tired. He don't bother him right now. Give him this time here. He's going to take care of that. Well, mom and dad is there. Well, baby, if he said he's going to do it. But it's the mother who brings. She's the mediator. She's the facilitator of so many things there. She's the one that makes so much happen. She's the manager of time, the manager of money, the manager of food, the manager of fun. She's the disciplinarian. She's the teacher. Y'all not helping me here. She's all of those things. And you know, some of y'all sitting back like, yeah, I am that, ain't I? So many hats does a good mother wear. So many roles does a good mother play, that she is worthy of every celebration that she encounters. And her husband joins in and crowns her efforts and confirms her efforts that she is a great mother. Amen. Now, I want to say something to you husbands who have good wives who are good mothers. It means so much to her from you when you acknowledge and appreciate the efforts that she makes to make what you have a family.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It takes from you the appreciation when she takes that little check you bring home and know how to find good sales and good deals and stretch it way out. And you're wondering, how we got there? It's because of her ability and wisdom to move and to minister in ways, again, that God has granted favor and blesses. That many times you don't even stop to say thank you for. And so, my brother, my sister, when you recognize that it is so important that God says that the husbands ought to chant in to the wife, to the mother, you're a great mother. And the success many times, far and by and large, goes to the efforts of a mother.
Amen.
Notice again what the word says. It says, and he praiseth her. And he praiseth her. So that means literally that she gets back from everyone in the household that she has sown to harvests of praise and appreciation for the efforts that she makes. And nobody more than Daddy really knows what the sacrifices are that a good mother makes. So many times he gives the money to get her something, yet instead of getting something for herself, she knows there's a need, so she spends it. He knows the sacrifices. There are things that she wants to do and places she want to go, but many times she will defer to let him get some rest or let him go fishing or let him go do this or let him go do that. And she, how many of y'all know, I don't care how much you love your children, they can get on your nerve if you just stay around them all the time.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 708-7806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.